Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
Welcome and thank you for joining us today. The next 2 hours are devoted to learning something more, not just about the world of shoes and ships and sealing wax, as my pretty bride likes me to say, but about how, what, and why we believe as we do. A time for the open-minded, willing to challenge some of those old ideas behind what we think we know, who we are, and who we might just become. Enlightenment is a term traditionally used to describe a period in Western philosophy and cultural life, centered upon the 18th century, in which reason was advocated as the primary source and legitimacy for authority. We acknowledge this usage, but we seek to enlarge upon it, adding the idea of experiencing the quintessential truth about ourselves. Ever seeking the possibility of an epistemological certainty, that level of knowing from within who we really are, why we are here, and what we do with the lives we live. I'm Eldon Taylor, and this is Provocative Enlightenment. All right? All right, now every week I read some of your letters as our way of paying respect to the very important role you play in making this show successful. Last week we examined On the Edge of Reality with Colin Andrews and his wife, Dr. Cynthia Andrews. We touched some on Cynthia's book, Path of Energy, as well. Glenn wrote, "Well, I have two new books to buy this weekend, Path of Energy and The Edge of Reality. Both look interesting." George wrote, "What a wonderful interview. Thanks, Rav and Eldon." CB commented, "Super fun show, though it is in the area of information I have been interested in for decades." Mava posted, "I am leaving behind me this day. I feel exhausted and I'm glad to soon fall asleep. I did have a highlight today. Eldon Taylor is back on the radio. Loved it and look forward to listening to more shows. Good night, world. May there be more peace and love when we rise." I just love that one. You got any thoughts on it, Rev?
I love it, too. That's cool.
All right. Andre wrote, "Your shows are the best." Adele wrote, "I have been a regular listener to your shows over the last few months and have even started listening back through the archives to get my fix. I am predominantly housebound most of the time due to health issues and really enjoy listening to your interviews, which I find incredibly thought-provoking, inspiring, and uplifting. I consider myself an open-minded spiritual person, and I'm often drawn to the weird and wacky, yet I'm also quite left-brain, analytical, and rational. I get increasingly frustrated with the commercialized New Age brand of spirituality, which I feel has, to a large extent, been commandeered and co-opted by slick-talking, money-driven, egotistical, self-appointed gurus, many of whom do not walk the walk and instead peddle, recycle, and rehash the same old hocus-pocus in cleverly marketed, sparkly new packaging with very little substance or evidence to support it. I am often taken aback listening to many live shows with these new age pop stars whose ego are very quick to make an appearance when they are questioned or challenged on even the most trivial of issues. I feel that, sadly, authenticity is lacking greatly amongst many of them, and believe many vulnerable people who are truly in need are taken in and often taken advantage of in their desperation to find solutions to difficulties they face in their life. In contrast, I find your shows a refreshing listen, and I've already recommended them to friends and family on the same wavelength. Before even knowing what a show is about, I am confident that your chosen guest will have been thoroughly researched and discernibly chosen. I very much appreciate your no-nonsense style of interviewing, and I get a laugh when you ask the hard questions that I am also thinking. Well, you know, Adele, I couldn't agree with you more. It's like you got inside my head when you wrote that letter. Thanks for your support and your feedback. Do you have any thoughts on that one, Rav?
She says it really, really well. I mean, she really does sum it up. It certainly fits in with my own views. There is a lot of hocus-pocus out there, and what it means is you have to just dig further for the truth. You just have to keep looking and searching, and it gets hard when you have to fish through the garbage, first of all, but it's there, and I enjoy your show for the same reason, because we do get into depth, and we, you know, we don't take the easy try answers.
Well, I'll let her ghost for me, except she writes so well, I probably should ghost for her any day. Chrissy wrote, reading your book, Choices and Illusions Now, what a life-changing time in my life, thanks to you. Kathleen wrote, I have bought many of your Inner Talk CDs. They are great, the best out there. Jonathan wrote, I started using your Inner Talk Sales Success Subliminal, and it's blown me away. And Carrie wrote, I've been using the Inner Talk Subliminal technology for a while now, and I've been stunned with how differently I think and see the world. Everyone would benefit from this technology. Okay, that's all the time we're going to take for letters today, but I do invite you to opine by sending your email to eldon@eldontaylor.com or by joining me on Facebook. We can't get all of your letters on the air, but they do impact our programming. And once again, I both appreciate and thank you for your feedback and continued support. If you're new to this show, you may enjoy our archives. You can find 5 years of archives at our site, provocativeenlightenment.com. During that time, we've interviewed Hollywood greats, politicians, psychics, former CIA personnel, heart scientists, skeptics, philosophers, social psychologists, best-selling authors, channels, mediums, and more. We have charted the waters of parapsychology, psychic phenomena, UFOs, NDEs, physics, psychology, brainwashing, and still more. If any of that sounds like your kind of radio, check out our archives again at provocativeenlightenment.com. Okay, now to this week's show, a special episode of Breaking Limitations. You know, this is a series, Breaking Limitations. It was originally designed to be a telecourse, but the interest was so keen that we decided to make it available as a worldwide radio broadcast. Our show currently goes out worldwide on more than 3 networks. The live broadcast is right here on Wednesday each week, and then it replays again right here on Wednesday evening from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Pacific. And the show airs again Thursday on 12radio.com from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific, and that's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And on the following Monday, it airs on BTO, beyondtheordinary.com, from noon until 2 p.m. Pacific. The show is also rebroadcast on a rotating schedule, so check your station's broadcast details for more information. All right, this week's special episode of Breaking Limitations features one of my very favorite people. I don't say that lightly. Indeed, she inspired the entire idea of gathering a bit of extra insight, sometimes even self-disclosure from our guests, by asking them for their song of life. We have seen some interesting people come on this show and preach oneness, protest conflict, tell us everything is peace and harmony and balance, and if we look into the world and, you know, we see something that's not, we're really creating it, we're giving it power to acknowledge, to pay any attention to government or politics, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then when we ask them their favorite music, they perhaps tell us the impossible dream. Now, if that's just a tad ironical, you know, listen, based on the lyrics, let's see if I can make that clear. Just the first three. To fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go. Now, I mean, these are the folks that tell us, you know, you can't even give those thoughts any power. Don't acknowledge them. And then this becomes a favorite song. I call that self-disclosure. Dee Wallace suggested to me that we should all have a song of life. When I thought about it, I realized that if my song repeated lyrics that were not in keeping with my desired vision of life, that I would be participating in undermining my own desires. In that light, my song of life became What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
Think about it. What's your song of life? All right. If you don't already know D, you're definitely going to want to before this show is over. 30 years ago, Dee Wallace, a gifted young actress from the wilds of Kansas, dropped into Hollywood with hopeful expectations. 2 years later, she landed the role of a lifetime and walked onto a soundstage knowing that playing Mary, the smart, funny young mother of Michael Elliott, Gertie, was going to change her life. But even with the unprecedented critical and popular success of the outstanding movie E.T., and the stellar reviews of her performance in it, the next years did not bring the expected acclaim and financial security. Rather, they brought her the opportunity to leave fear behind as she somehow lived through the loss of her soulmate, the knowledge of perfect love as she welcomed her long-awaited and only child, and the time to look at the life she had created and the ability to reconnect with her inner light and begin to create something new herself. It wasn't the red carpet life she had expected. Wallace has never stopped working in film, television, and stage, and has more than 130 films and scores of television roles and series to her credit. She is currently among a handful of in-demand actresses for guest starring roles in TV drama. Her irresistible presence on speaking forums and two top internet radio shows has made her a sought-after inspirational speaker, spiritual teacher, and healer. In her recently released third book, Bright Light, and it is a great book, she takes readers along on her emotional, spiritual, and professional journey. But even as we cheer her triumphs and grieve for her unbearable losses, she doesn't allow us to sit on the sidelines as merely an audience to her life. Rather, she uses her journey as a metaphor for always expanding the lessons she experienced in her own life to a larger wisdom valuable for all of us. Her gifted writing is inclusive, reaching out to connect with readers, as with unflinching honesty, she takes responsibility for the manifestation of pain and disappointments in her life, as well as the creation of love and happiness for its joys and successes. Now, today's subject, the amazing power in conscious creation, fits perfectly with her book and her teachings and all that she has to offer. So let's get her in here for this special episode of Breaking Limitations. Welcome back to Provocative Enlightenment, Dee Wallace.
Oh, Eldon, it's such a joy to be back here with you again, truly.
Well, thank you. I love your energy. You know that. I love what you do. You know, since we talked last, what have you been doing?
Oh, what haven't I been doing?
Okay.
Well, I have 4 new movies coming out. I'm speaking and holding seminars all across America and some in Europe. I do monthly teleseminars on different subjects. Actually, I have one on tonight on overwhelm. Like that, I know nobody needs overwhelm information right now before the holidays. But so I'm just out really doing everything I love. I finished my 4th book, and I'm going to bring that out as an ebook. And it's been an interesting discovery to me. People say to me, "My gosh, how do you do everything you do, Dee?" Well, I have to tell you, even 5 years ago, I didn't. And I didn't because we put so many things in our way to limit us that we think are real. And I was no exception to that, but I, through my incredible channel and the information I get, they have just kind of given us a formula about how to walk the talk. That, I found the beginning of the show very interesting, Eldon, especially that one email. That long email from the woman about the charlatan in the spirituality world. And I would like to really address some of that right now, if that's okay with you, unless you have an identity.
No, that would be great. I'd like to go into that. I want to go into that, but you triggered something that I want to use to kind of position today's show, if you don't mind,
sure.
So that our audience gets an insight into Dee Wallace. I mean, Dee Wallace she's glamorous, she's sexy, you know, she's done all kinds of movies, you know, the dark ones, the scary ones, and the those that are just inspiring. And so I believe our audience sees you as kind of the icon of, wouldn't it have been nice to be born as Dee Wallace? and they fail to really understand who Dee Wallace is. And, you know, I think one of the most profound thoughts that you communicate about yourself in your book, Bright Light, and by the way, you better make sure I get the fourth one or I'll throw darts at you.
You've got it.
You say in chapter 11 of Bright Light, you know, and the chapter is titled Just Know, you say, and I'm going to quote, walking back into that house was like walking into purgatory, as I understood it, limbo, the stagnation of not being able to move anywhere. Stuck between heaven and hell. It had occurred to me that in The Frighteners, which was a movie you played, my character, who appeared to be the quintessential victim, was actually the mass murderer. Now, this is the important part. I was still the victim, but of my own weapons of self-hatred, fear, and judgment. How is that possible, Dee? I mean,
well,
Dee Wallace?
We all do, Eldon. You know, that's who we all are. That's why I wrote Bright Light, because my story is everybody's story. And I can tell you, you know, I've done 150 films now, most of them running away from some kind of monster or another. And I can tell you absolutely unconditionally that the biggest monster we're trying to get away from is us. And those limiting fears and judgments and perceptions that we have about ourselves. I come from a very poor family in Kansas. My father was an alcoholic my entire life. Pretty much every night of my life, I was pulling him naked and screaming off my mother, trying to protect my younger brother, and getting him into a room where he didn't have to visually or emotionally be a part of what was going on. I mean, that was pretty much who I was from around age 4 or 5 until he committed suicide when I was a senior in high school. Now, okay, that's my story, right? That's my story. And we all have a story. And if we really understand what our story is about, then we use it to create ourselves as powerful forces in the creation of the opposite or happier story. We come in and choose the families that we're born into and the lessons they give us, so that we can go, wow, this is what I learned in my childhood. That's what I don't want. I am going to create now, through my thoughts and my perceptions and my focus, I'm going to create the story of me that I want.
Okay,
I'm the writer now.
I'm
going
to ask you to hold it there.
Actor.
I'm going to ask you to hold it there, because we have a hard break coming up, Dee, and I don't want the computer to kick us out. And when we come back, we'll unpack all of that. Let me ask you this, though, quickly. Did I ever ask you what your song of life was?
No, you didn't.
I didn't think so.
When I was listening, I would say Hero, The Heroes Within Me.
Hero, that is a great song. That is a wonderful song. All right, we are speaking with Dee Wallace about her books, life, and work. Do stay tuned. You don't want to miss what's coming up after a few words from some of our friends.
Confusion, deception, manipulation, feeling a bit controlled, lost, Learn how you can take back control of your life through proven techniques in Eldon Taylor's revised edition of Choices and Illusions. This New York Times bestseller is a guidebook to your journey to self-actualization, filled with practical, real-life solutions backed by scientific studies and guaranteed to awaken your inner genie. Get your copy today from all bookstores.
Have you talked to yourself lately? What does that inner voice say? Are you constantly hearing negative feedback? Ready for a change? Inner Talk, Eldon Taylor's patented subliminal technology, can do just that. Change your inner self-talk. Turn off the negative by replacing it with positive affirmations. Inner Talk has been researched at universities such as Stanford and by governments around the world, and has been proven effective at priming your self-talk. Armed with a new positive outlook, you'll find everything becomes easier, from losing weight to stop smoking, giving presentations to riding horses. Learn new things to being a powerful salesperson. Choose your title for change today. Visit www.innertalk.com. That's INNERTALK.com. Innertalk.com.
Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
And now we return. So, Heroes. Hero. That is one of my favorite songs. Mariah Carey.
Well, you know, it really says it all. You know, you are your hero. You are your creator. Most of us, we were talking about our stories, and you know, I think you would agree with me, our stories are the illusions. We like to call them the reality. But the reality is that we are very powerful creators. And holding your focus and thinking about and defining yourself as the victim to whom these stories still apply, that this is the definition of who I am, keeps you from creating the viable, powerful, magnificent God of you that you really are.
That's perfectly well said. I love the song. I hadn't thought about that, but then leave it to Dee Wallace. Dee, you wanted to take on, in our first half hour, this idea of the counterfeit guru, and it is a real peeve to Ravinder and I. We happen to know firsthand some people out there that, unfortunately, I believe, are more interested, as Adele in her letter indicated, much more interested in a little fame and fortune than they are truly in helping someone. And then there are just some, you know, some folks who may have their heart in the right place, but they haven't got a clue in reality. So you wanted to take that on. I want to give you the opportunity. Go right ahead.
Well, again, I agree with you. Spirituality has become a business. And in any business in life, you will find all kinds of different people with different agendas. But if we are really walking our talk, and I was listening to that email, I would ask Adele, what are you focused on? Because it feels to me like she's focused on what's wrong. And whatever we focus on, we're going to create more of a reality of that in our lives. If we truly are walking the talk of I am my own creator, I can create me as focusing on what's wrong and what needs to be fixed, or I can empower myself by focusing on people like Eldon and Dee who are walking the talk, who are saying the truth. And when I take my focus towards that, that expands in the reality of my life. That expands then the reality of my world. And soon I am living in what I perceive to be a different world. It's the same world, but because of my focus, it is created quite differently through my experience. If people could just really grasp that the world is a matrix, or if you haven't seen that movie, Let's Make a Deal. Pick a door, any door. The difference is that there really doesn't have to be a surprise behind that door. You're picking the door that you want to create. And you're going, I will be love. I am love. My intention is to be joyful, love, and fun, and integrity, and balance in this life. That's who I am. So I pick every door, every thought, every perception that supports who I am. And anything that doesn't support that was very interesting thing that came through my channel just a week ago. And they were bringing up, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that the true meaning of that was that our I am presence, our God presence, is the most powerful force on earth. Whenever we allow our fears or our judgments toward ourselves, and judgments toward others or judgments towards yourself, by the way, whenever we choose thoughts and actions and perspectives that don't support loving ourselves, all of those are false gods that you put before your I am presence. And it diminishes the power of your creation.
The kingdom is within. My father had many mansions. I believe that's how it was said in the Bible. Now, you're talking about the I am presence, and I'm not sure that our audience is really that familiar with the Ascended Master's teaching, Saint Germain, or the I Am Presence, or the Burning Bush, I Am That I Am. Do you want to ground that for us?
I'll say it scientifically. All there is energy. And energy is what creates everything. We learned that in fifth grade. Everything's energy, and you have to direct energy. If energy isn't directed, it's scattered. It's not focused. That's why scientifically they've proven that if you go in and hold your focus on one thing, everything else literally disappears. So what you focus on is what you get. What you focus on is literally becomes the reality of your life. And that's what the I Am Presence is. Your I Am Presence is your God-given, these things and more shall you do also, your God-given free will to go to create you. But it must be directed by you. And it actually says in the I Am Discourses, God, the Force, Universal Love, Energy, whatever your term is that's comfortable for you, cannot intercede on your behalf unless you take control and direct it. So if you get up, anything after you say I am in any force, any form that may come out of, anything you say after I am, you bring your focus to, and it's a direction of your energy to create that for you. I'm tired to say I'm tired. You can feel the different vibration then. I am full of energy. It automatically redirects what your energy is doing on this plane. Your beingness is perhaps a better word. So you're in charge of directing your beingness. You're the God of you. Nobody can think a thought for you or hold a perspective or a judgment or non-forgiveness unless you choose it.
Okay, now, I have to ask the tough questions. This is provocative enlightenment. We try to get this out of the way early, but, you know, if I'm going to rely on biblical information, I'm going to refer to the burning bush and the I am that I am. I'm going to refer to Christ and all that I've done, you will do and more, and so on and so forth. I'm also reminded to beware of the soothsayers. Tell us about channeling. When did you begin to channel? What do you mean by channel? And, you know, where does the authority for that arise from?
Okay, well, that's a great question. Somebody called into my show and asked me who I channeled. I said, I don't have the foggiest idea. Let's ask. And what the answer was all thought and all possibility. Well, that's my definition of God. So I channel God. And if you ask me, Eldon, everybody who holds the intention that they are the highest information from the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding through divine love has to channel the one energy because you've directed it that way. Now, the trick is really the understanding, because many people are able to go into a person's energy and extrapolate information, but they understand it through their own limiting perspective. And that's where it can be incredibly dangerous. I can tell you, because I know there's only energy, I don't believe in the light and the dark. I believe that people create out of energy the light and the dark. But anybody or any message that comes through a channel, which is simply you opening yourself up to all information that is available to all of us, that's what a channel does. He opens himself up to receive information from a higher source. So it's very important for you to hold the intention and the direction of that energy, that nothing comes to you or through you that is not from divine love.
And the psychologist in me says, we all know what a moment of inspiration is. And for anyone that has done any kind of creativity, including the kind that you're asked to do in schools, you know, we have had those sudden, you know, wow, that's a good idea, moments. But we also have a lot of aberrant thoughts. And they can be driven by everything from defense strategies, our mechanisms, to some truly sociopathic inclinations. How do you separate? How do you sort out? How do you tell others what the criteria is to distinguish between, you know, this is a genuine moment of your taking this information from the divine versus you're just telling yourself something you want to hear?
Well, that's, again, a great question. And I think the first answer that they're giving me is that you have to know you are the power, love, joy, and the choice. That's who you are, and you have to claim and accept that. Because, wow, I would never have come up with this answer on my own. What they're saying to me right now is that if we do not know we are the divine, because there's only one mind, one energy, so you can approach it from spirituality and science. There's only one mind. There's only one energy. If you don't know that it's you, you will be in fear that you are less, and you will not trust yourself to know. And when you do not trust yourself to know, then you will attract lower vibrational information to you. So...
forgive me, but that seems very circular in nature. That's a question begging answer. I mean, the fact of the matter is there are lots of folks out there that believe lots of things.
That's
and
right.
The fact
that
they believe
exactly
it doesn't make it so.
Well, it does make it so for them. As you
well,
believe,
okay, you know, I'm thinking of the man that, I mean, he's absolutely convinced he's Caesar or Napoleon, or the woman that's absolutely convinced that her life sucks, you know, she doesn't deserve to live, or the average Joe Blow who wants to be connected, wants to resolve issues in their life, but has the doubts that, you know, hey, you know, I have done these things, I've been here, this, but I'm talking about that average person convincing themselves that, okay, the information I'm getting is founded in the truth because I believe it. I mean, the question is, how do they know they believe it?
Well, because they do, Eldon, and their life shows up as their belief. We know that. If you
okay,
believe,
well, tell me this, Cindy.
Worthy, if you
how do I
hold on?
How do
if
I create
believe
a belief
that you're
system?
Not worthy, then you will create a life that absolutely justifies you saying, "See, I'm not worthy." If you believe that no matter what I do, I can't get on top of my finances, then you will create all the reality. So that is a truth in your life.
That I get.
What people don't understand is that a thought is really an emotionally electrical charge that is part of their cellular nature now. And if I say Hitler, there's a charge that everybody automatically goes into. If I say Satan, there's a charge that is an emotional thought, right? And what happens is, let's just take I'm not worthy. So that's an electrical charge, and you literally, your heart is an electrical organ. They don't even know how it works, but it's electrical, and it is in direct alignment and balance with the Earth's atmosphere. And when you send out from your heart, I'm not worthy, it goes out into the world of all possibility, all thought, and the energy loves you so much that it does not judge you. It will give you exactly what you send out. So the atmosphere where everything hangs out, where all information is, goes, oh, let me find every thought, action, and charge that matches I'm not worthy, and we're going to send it back to that person because that's what they've directed to experience in their lives.
Okay, you see, I don't disagree with that. I totally agree. Thoughts are things, period. And thinking is destiny, period.
Yep.
But that wasn't really my question. My question had more to do with how you discern the difference between I'm going to program myself. Either I'm going to use affirmations, I'm going to start creating a new icon, tell myself story. All about how I, the difference between how I take charge of my mind.
Okay.
And at what point am I no longer in charge? I just turn it over because now I know somehow that the information that's going to channel through me is reliable and credible. That's really my question.
Okay. And the answer is anything that is not a matchup of love and joy and fun and empowerment, anything that doesn't line up with wealth and a healthy body, anything that doesn't line up with your expansion into your own power is not congruent and in harmony with what you're saying you want to be and who you want to create yourself as.
Okay.
So
we have a lie detector test for it anyway. Let me ask you this. A guru not long ago, well known in our community, said, if it feels good, if you like to do it, it's God speaking to you. How does that square with you?
Well, obviously, murder feels good to some people. You know? And obviously, that's his God, the God of him, choosing to create his own reality. And that's where I think, Eldon, the big hang-up is in the spiritual community, is we've got to get out of this belief that there's some guy with a white beard and a white robe that's standing benevolent over all of us. You know, that's not my belief. My belief is there is the greatness of energy that says, I will give you whatever you direct me to be. That is unconditional love. And I will create through your direction. And that's why some people, a lot of good people, have a lot of bad trauma. Because we've been taught to be good people who are humble and not make the money that we want and give up ourselves for everybody else. That's what God has told us is a good person. Well, God didn't say that. Man took God, who said, go, create, be powerful, and they hooked up with politics ever so many eons ago and said, yeah, they have the power, but we're going to teach them they don't.
Amen, amen. Not only that, do you find that there is a certain group of people out there that wants to be pandered to? They want to be told what they want to hear, and as you're giving them that elixir, you know, that pablum, they're content.
Yes, and that's the biggest sham in the spiritual community. And I'm saying that the people that support the spiritual community are the biggest perpetrators of that, because they are saying, I am a person who can't do it myself. I'll pay you $1,000 to pray for me for a month, and you do it for me. And I am saying to everybody, you want to shift your life around, you have got to live the process. You've got to be your own answer. You've got to be your own power. And your life, Eldon, you know, I mean, I could give you testimony after testimony of people that work with me, but I think I'm the best one. I really think I'm the best one. 10 years ago, I was a victim. Sure, I was working in films, and sure, you know, I was a quote-unquote movie star. I had been so hurt in the business, and you've read Bright Light, so you know my story.
Yep.
I was a victim. I was desperately unhappy. I had high blood pressure. I had thyroid dysfunction. I was borderline high cholesterol. I was stressed out. My adrenals were constantly fatigued and having to be repaired. And then I started living what I was teaching. And when I would have a thought, oh, my God, you know, why is this happening to me? I went, Dee, that thought doesn't match you loving yourself. And you have gotten up this morning and committed to loving yourself and supporting yourself in every way. Oh, my God, I'm working 20 hours a day. Well, that doesn't support you loving yourself either, Dee. So what's the belief behind that I have to kill myself and struggle to get everything I want? Okay, well, I need to shift that around. I had pretty much lost my acting career because I had so much judgment about the business I was in. When I sat down every day and went, okay, I'm going to find my place of love, and I'm going to bring that place of love into my business. I'm going to see me being honored. I'm going to see me being respected. And more than that, what does that feel like, Dee, let's move into that experience. My whole life has shifted. My entire life has shifted. I get up every day and I'm happy. I'm not a victim anymore. And that is what I want to teach people. Nobody else can do that for you, but you have all the power to do that for you. I have been working this entire year on bringing myself back into harmony with television, because I had a lot of judgment around working in TV, and I can't say what it is, but I've just signed on to do a big recurring role in a very successful TV show. But
congrats.
You see, I had to be in harmony before I could create that. So if there are things in your lives that are not working, look within yourself to see where the judgment is, where the fear is, where you're going, yeah, well, the spiritual community is full of a bunch of charlatans, then I would get myself into harmony with the people who are empowering you to create yourself, because they're telling the truth.
You know, now I think there's two wonderful teachings inherent in our conversation up to now. You correct me if I got it wrong when I try and distill it out. But the first one is, you know, you're going to be ultimately, if you seek the answers within yourself, sooner or later, as you divorce yourself from all this negativity, you're going to connect with, you know, your higher self, whatever you want to call it. You have your terminology for it. Somebody else might have their own terminology, but it's going to be guidance that comes from within, not from without.
Absolutely.
But in order to do that, you need to become, you call it, in harmony with the thoughts and vibrations that are those that you desire. Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you know, that is the part of your teachings that I get so excited about, because I'm absolutely in concurrence with that, and I think the hard data from all the research out there supports it as well. But Dee, sometimes moving into harmony means, you know, I'm going to have to let go of all this stuff that has happened to me in the past. I have to redefine myself. I have to see things differently. And the letting go can be really challenging. I mean, it challenged you.
The letting go can be really challenging, yes, because we've been taught to hold on to our stories. But I'm telling you, it can happen in the snap of a finger. And, well, I will give you an example.
Please, we have a couple of minutes.
Okay. So 5 years ago when I went to see my heart doctor and my blood pressure was way up, and he said, he looked at me and he said, you have two choices, Dee, and I'm going to talk to you, because he's a follower of my work. He said, if I said to you right now, if you don't take control of your blood pressure, you will be on medication the rest of your life. You're at chance for a stroke and a heart attack at any time, and you will live under this fear until the day you die. Would you do something about it? I said, absolutely. He said, then go do it. And I was working with someone the other day, and she said, yeah, but I just can't recoup from my father's death, and it had been like 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, okay, well, I'm saying to you then, if I said to you, if you don't make the choice now to honor your father by being the happiest person you can be, that every day for the rest of your life you're going to be desperate, you're going to be unhappy, you're going to break your body down by doing that, you're going to create illness and sickness in your life, and die a really unhappy death, would you choose to shift that? And she burst out into tears, and she said, I think I just did.
That's great. I love that. That,
you know,
that's a wonderful lesson for all of us. Dee,
I promised everyone we would speak about this package that you have, and I have a thousand more questions, but I want to go to that because you're teaching people to empower themselves by, you know, enlivening the spirit within. This isn't teaching them to go to some outside guru. This is, and I think that's what, you know, the best of our teachers should be teaching today. So let's start with, you know, the elements that you have in what you call your health and wellness package. And how did you get, from your personal life story and from Bright Light, I kind of understand, but for our audience, how did you get into the health and wellness area?
Well, because I'm dedicated to my own health and wellness, and I wanted the truth about it. And I know that when we're focused on unhealthy bodies and minds and spirits and psyches, and wellness takes our entire focus, we cannot focus on the bigger things in the creation process. And the same goes for money. When we're so focused on just surviving, then we really can't shift our focus to the bigger things that we want to create, can we? So health and wellness and financial abundance are two very important cores of empowering ourselves in the creation process. This whole package I've put together is to come forward. It will teach you to create anything. And it is focused on the health and wellness of mind, body, spirit, right? All of it, mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. When we are healthy in all those areas, the money's there, the health is there, the happiness is there. And so this whole program that I've put together is teaching you how to break patterns, what power really is about and why you're it, why it's so important, what you put out into the universe, because like a radio signal, like we talked about that electrical charge, it is literally bounced back to you. So if you don't think new thoughts and hold new feelings and move into new experiences of joy and love first, you keep creating the old patterns. Everything in my package is channeled. I even included the formula for creation and the symbol that were given to us years ago, and we were just given permission about a year ago to bring them out, because what we've been told is that there are three languages that are in place right now, and they're going to expand and expand and expand exponentially so that we know how to communicate on many different levels. Those are words, symbols, and frequencies, which we now call numbers, but they're really more frequencies that are a language within themselves. So that's all included in here. Probably the most valuable thing are my sheets that I work with and the podcast training and how to use them, which is all about bringing yourself back in balance. There's empowerment exercises, and these exercises, Eldon, are so simple and so powerful. I guarantee you one of them, because you're involved in mind-body connection so much, one of them I got from a psychoimmunologist from Harvard, and it uses the breath, and they were astounded to find out that it reversed to some degree almost every illness that they were working with.
That would be Benson's work, yeah.
But it also creates what you want, because it brings the breath into the focus with feeling into what you want.
Yeah, let me share something with you, if I may.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about electrical signals and you talk about breathing pattern, you talk about the vibration of the heart. A few years ago, several years ago now, I guess, I had triple bypass surgery. And it was due to cholesterol and purportedly because of, you know, genetics. But I won't blame it on anybody because I ate all the wrong foods anyway. So bottom line was this. When I came back, I wanted to recover right away as quickly as I could. I didn't want one of these 3 month, 6 month kind of, you know, recoveries. I wanted to be back at it in 30 days. So because of the people I know and the access I have to different kind of equipment, I had all kinds of equipment here to watch my heart lifetime while I was, you know, working on recovering, convalescing, and strengthening everything. Now, there was a game. It's a computer game that's called Civilization. It's by Sid Meier. It's basically a computer chess game. Only you're building a civilization against the computer who is building other civilizations. And invariably, these civilizations, one or more of them, will declare war on you because you have some resource they want or whatnot. And you find yourself in war, and so the game can be really aggressive. Now, I can tell you this. Whenever I played that game, whenever a war broke out, whenever there was the conflict, I could not maintain coherence in my heart pattern. It really astounded me that I could sit here and physically see that if I held thoughts that were peaceful, loving, even joyful, you know, humor, the kind of humor that you get when you're watching old slapstick comedy, that when I held those kinds of thoughts, even if they excited me, as laughter would, that I could maintain a coherent heart pattern without a problem. But the minute I took my thoughts to conflict, to aggression, to that whole area that we think of as being negative in its emotional pattern, there was no way, despite all the training I've had in biofeedback and self-hypnosis, no way I could keep my heart in a coherent pattern.
According to my channel, all we have to know is holding ourselves and how to focus that in love, joy, and fun. It creates everything. It heals everything. And when you choose, and you can choose, you're the only one that can choose in every moment of right now to live in that state and be that state of love, joy, and fun. Everything becomes more balanced and created for you. Health, okay. Money, success, relationships, everything.
Tell me about the pizza paradox.
Yeah, well, that's it. It looked like a pizza. When they channeled it to me, it looked like a pizza, so that's why I named that. And a paradox, you know, is when we're caught. We're caught between two things. So this is all channeled information regarding the different pieces of habitual patterning, you know, where the cause is and how it escalates and creates us believing we have a lack of power. When we know the root cause of what creates our patterning and how to direct our energy toward a positive choice, then all of our creation work becomes more effortless. So it's again, when you truly understand how creation works scientifically, energetically, you understand the importance of you getting in charge with your own energy. When you talk about it in purely spiritual namby-pamby ways, you know, it's
like
not quite as forceful for me, and I know that you're in agreement with that because of your brilliant work that you do.
Thank you.
Literally, it's a scientific principle, this creation process, that if you want love, you have to be love. if you're living in the reality of self-judgment and denial and lack of self-worth, then scientifically your focus is held on those things and you cannot, or it's much more of a challenge to create a different reality for yourself. So you literally have to play pretend and choose to be tough love with yourself, to parent that beautiful little girl and little boy that put together a lot of these very incorrect understandings.
Okay. I'm just looking at everything that's involved in your program here. And so I've got to ask, what is the ionosphere? How, I mean, I know what it is, but why does it affect me? It does it affect me, I guess. You know what I'm asking.
Yes, well, there are many ionospheres. The big ionosphere is an energy field that surrounds the Earth. And if you send a radio wave out, it will hit the ionosphere and bounce back to us, and we get the sound. So it's returned to us, the connection's made, it's completed, and then the experience happens. Well, it's the same thing with a thought, which we know is an electrical emotional charge. You send a thought out, it hits the ionosphere, it's sent bounced back to you, the connection is completed, and then you have the same energy of the thought / emotion / charge that you sent out, you have returned back to you, like the radio signal. Well, that's why if you want a different life, if you want a different reality, you've got to send a different thought emotion charge out there to be bounced back to you to support you in a totally different way. And that's why the ionosphere, I'll tell you, your aura is an ionosphere. So every time you send out a limitation, it hits and affects your aura and is sent back to you and also sent out to the ionosphere, the great ionosphere around the Earth's atmosphere. And then there are ionospheres around the universe. And so it's these energetic fields that literally gather information and shoot them back to us and say, okay, this is what you send out, this is what you get back. What you see is what you get. And okay. I want to talk about genetics for a minute.
Good, because I was just going to ask you about epigenetics, RNA and DNA, so please do.
Well,
you read my mind.
We're like that, aren't we, Elvis? Genetics, according to my channel, is the agreement upon a belief. So when you say, well, high blood pressure runs in my family, that's what everybody in my family says. Everybody in my family has high blood pressure but me. Because I say, you know, I'm not going to agree with that belief. When you agree with a belief, it is your pituitary and pineal dump that right back into your body, into your nervous system, through all your organs, all your glands, your electrical heart, and they go, I'm not worthy. How does that affect the thyroid that I am? How does that affect the liver that I am? We have to understand that we're literally giving our body, which is our temple, our spiritual, physical temple, we are giving it direction in how to limit itself whenever we feel or think negatively or limiting. It's dumped right back into our body, and our bodies go, okay, I have to respond. I've been given this direction. So if you don't want to share in a genetic predisposition with your family, I would look at the belief that you have decided you would share with them and clear those up first. And then, I'm not a doctor, and then the body has a possibility of clearing up the physical thing. I no longer, I'm totally off thyroid, you know, and they tell you, Eldon, once you're on thyroid, you'll never get off it. Well, I am. My blood pressure is low normal. I have no high cholesterol. As a matter of fact, my good cholesterol is through the roof. And it's all because of this work. I have a gentleman that literally, they didn't give him another year to live, probably, because his AIDS count was so high. They just told him he doesn't have AIDS anymore. He still has, you know, the original
virus.
Yeah, virus. But he doesn't have AIDS anymore. They would not define him as AIDS. And he says, Dee, because you told me, accept me and love myself unconditionally and get back in touch with the magnificence of who I am.
You know, the hard evidence to me for that, Dee, you're probably aware of, I lecture about it, is the same thing all the time. Exist in multiple personality disordered patients where in one personality we have normal blood sugar, snap your fingers, they change personalities, they're hypoglycemic.
Yeah.
In one personality, eye color is brown. Snap your fingers and eye color is blue. And the only thing that has happened here is that the belief about who the person is has changed.
Absolutely.
They no longer see themselves as Susan, the old stick in the mud. This is Susie. She has fun and plays. You know, that's the only thing that's happened is the belief about the person has changed, and something so-called as hardwired as DNA changes almost in the snap of your fingers.
Absolutely. And, guys, you are magnificent to do that. Do you understand? We are magnificent, incredible, fabulous, amazing creators. So if that happens right in front of our eyes, Eldon, then, and we have that literal scientific physical proof,
and
why
do
we not get up in the morning then and go, you know, I'm just going to love myself. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to know I'm powerful. I'm going to know that the money is here because I'm the creator of it. I'm going to do all those things and snap my finger and turn my life around. And I'm telling you, it may take a year, but if you don't do it, the next 50 years are going to be the same. You're going to hear another lecture, another show, read another book, go to another seminar, and still live a desperate life of non-creation.
Right. You know, maybe Dee, the reason people are perpetuated or habituated by, you know, to answer your question, why they don't, you know, accept your challenge is because they've never been asked the way you ask them, you know. And in other words, they've never been asked like your doctor asked you about your blood pressure. Listen, is this what you want? Because if you don't, this is the alternative. I love how that question gets put. Dee Wallace, your website is I Am Dee Wallace. Do you have all your lectures there as well?
I have many of my lectures available, yes, and I have some beautiful free things that are incredible.
So, but I mean
healing.
Your upcoming schedule and,
yes,
and where people...
Yes, there's still time if you want to... join us for the Overwhelm webinar tonight. There's still time if you email me right now.
All right. We have a break coming up. When we come back, we'll get more details on that, and we will take your calls in this last half hour.
Oh, yippee.
Yeah. We'll talk to you. We hope you're enjoying our show today with Dee Wallace and our discussion about her books, life, and work. You can visit her website to learn more about going to I Am DeeWallace.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes and take your calls, so do stay tuned.
Do you feel like you've become lost in a funhouse? Only seeing the reflection of yourself, past, future, and present, but unable to find the real you? I invite you to step through the doorway and onto the path leading to understanding of your mind, your choices, and the influences that surround you. Read Eldon Taylor's New York Times best-selling book, choices, and illusions. Now expanded, updated, and revised, it will provide you with real-life examples of how you can break free from your current perceptions and begin your journey to how high is up. Get your copy today from all bookstores or online from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble.
Close your eyes. Imagine your goals and dreams. What's preventing you from accomplishing them? Most often, we are our own worst enemies. I can't. I'm not good enough. It's time to reprogram that inner dialogue. Replace all those negative self-images with, I'm good. I am powerful. I can do anything. Eldon Taylor's InnerTalk patented subliminal technology does just that. Researched at numerous universities such as Stanford and by governments such as Mexico and Germany, InnerTalk has repeatedly been proven effective at changing your self-talk. Stop imagining your goals and make them a reality today. Visit www.innertalk.com. That's InnerTalk.com. InnerTalk.com.
Now, back to the show.
And welcome back. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Dee Wallace about her books, life, and work. We'll take your phone calls in this half hour, so if you have any questions of our guest, if you've ever just really wanted to talk with this delightful person, either give us a call or submit your question through our chat room. Ravinder and her team, Andrea and Jana, are there to put your questions forward. Okay, let's get back to the show. Dee, in everything that we do, I guess I have my own ideas, but I'm going to ask you, what is the largest limiting belief that we can hold?
I don't know.
You don't know what the belief is, or I don't know is the answer.
What?
You don't know what the belief is, or
no? That's the belief. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, because if you're the director of your own energy, Eldon, and you keep saying, I don't know. I don't know who I am. I don't know I'm powerful. I don't know the answer. I don't know if I can. I don't know how to start. Then you can't. You literally can't know if you keep saying, I don't know.
Wow. Now, I'm going to have to give that one some thought. That's kind of, I don't know.
I know. I rarely hear you speechless, dude.
Well, you got me. You know, and the weirs and the gears, they're spinning, too. Do you use that? I mean, do you feel that that applies to everything? I mean, I just came back from a couple of presentations in California, and when people ask me a question, if I don't have the answer, I'm not at all abashed about saying, I don't know, but I'll see if I can find out for you.
But you see, there's a difference to what you're saying, because you know that you know, you just know that you don't know that particular piece of information, but you know that you know that you can find out.
Okay. The I don't know is really, I don't know who I am. I don't know
I have the power.
Yeah, I don't know that I have the power that you're telling me that I have.
Yeah.
And that would be, I mean, that's it. That would be the crippling blow, because it would mitigate any possibility of knowing, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It's like you putting into the computer, don't take me to what I'm trying to find out about. Google that and see what comes up. Server not found, right?
Okay, yeah. All right. Now, let me ask you this. Why are, why do you think our society inculcates us in such a way that we all come off with limiting self-beliefs and incorrect perceptions of how we fit into the world? I mean, I have my own pet peeve here, and I guess I'll kind of put it out first. I think that the pronoun I in our language actually creates a kind of heliocentric view of the world. So there's me, the I, and then everything else is an object. There's me, and then there's you.
And I look at the world that way, and I fail to see the integrated nature of the world as a result. It's kind of analogous to your automobile. You have an automobile, you know what it is, you know how to drive it, you see. But if I take the parts out of the automobile, maybe I take the brake shoes out, maybe I take one of the fan belts off, and I set them on a table, and you have never seen a car. And I say to you, this is brake shoes, and this is a fan belt to go to a car. You have great difficulty. You can't relate to that. And I think part of our problem in how we see the world is we can't relate to ourselves as part of the whole because we've seen ourselves for so long as just a part. I think, you know, that becomes a major obstacle in actually perceiving ourselves for who we are. Your thoughts?
I think you're right. And we've separated ourselves in the three-dimensional form to learn about what we want to learn about this time around. I could, you know, give a care about brake shoes and a fan belt. Now, do I know that I don't care? Yeah. And is it okay with me not to care? Yeah. And do yet I know that that's a big part of my experience in this world. I need a car to take me around. It serves me. It helps me go out and do in the world what I do care about. Yeah. So I know then that I have to have a car that works. And I know that I don't really care about being responsible for that in my life other than being responsible that it works. So I will be responsible for hiring someone or having someone serve that car so that that car can serve me because I know where I want to take my power out into the world.
Okay, well, to me, see, the larger picture is this, if I may. You, I would say, have plugged in, okay? Carl Jung talked about a collective unconscious. You can call it God mind, whatever people are comfortable with. You have plugged in to your radio station. That transceiver between your ears has decided to tune in to the best possible D. Wallace, and that's what you're manifesting, and that's the walk and that's the talk that I hear from you. If you tune in, you have to realize that you're never really apart. You weren't separated. The idea that it's different than you is what you're trying to teach, that's fallacious, that it is who you are, that you are that God self within, that I am presence. And so what I'm asking or what I'm saying is, isn't it necessary that we kind of set the I out of the way in order to have that realization?
Well, according to my work,
please,
the I is how we relate to ourselves and define ourselves, Elvin. And so if we separate the I of me, we separate the wholeness of me in the one mind and therefore do not define me. And if I don't define me, I don't define my world. Or my world is defined by default if mm-hmm. I don't define me. If I don't create myself, I become the created upon. And so
I see it as there's the little I, small I, and there's the capital I.
Okay, I'll
there is
roll with
I-ness,
you on that one.
But I have to, you know, I have to recognize that this I-ness is in everyone. So we're all participating in the same I-ness, if
yes.
you will.
That's and usually the little I is the I that limits the possibility of the big I.
Right.
So
I have to get out of my little eye. I have to get out of my own way to have this experience of plugging in.
Well, actually, I would use the word you have to accept all of you.
Okay, I'll take
that. You have to accept and embrace all of you and know that your little eye is a very important part of you learning and experiencing and choosing to be the big eye, because the little eye shows you what you don't want so that you can let that become a part of the direction of, this is what I want. I want to know that I'm the God of me and have the power to create in my life the love and the joy and the freedom that I'm choosing. So if I know that my little eye walks by the mirror and says, oh my God, you're so fat and dumpy, that does not mirror and is not in harmony with, I love me. I'm the God that loves me. That's not in harmony with that. That's the bigger eye. So I'm going to choose to walk by that mirror and bless my body and love my body so that I can use that energy to direct my body to be in harmony and support with what I want to be and look like. But if I keep judging it, I never have the energy to use at my disposal, because I'm separating it by the judgment.
You know, I like listening to you. Whenever we talk, I always walk away with something, you know. And I'm just thinking, you know, your comments about fat, pudgy, or what have you. I can't imagine you even having that thought. But
I'm an actress, honey.
I walk by a mirror today and say, damn, I liked you better when you had hair. And I'm going to have to stop that, aren't I?
Yeah,
I'm going to have to give that one up.
All right. That sexy little bald head of mine.
All right. Well, you can pet it anytime. All right. Let's go over this package that you have today. You've got a streaming video that's approximately 2 hours that you call the power video. We've discussed this pizza paradox, and here that's another, you know, streaming video that comes in your package. And then you have the ionosphere piece that we discussed, and that's 2 hours of MP3s. And then you have the acceptance notion, the acceptance of wellness, and that's something that we just touched on, how important acceptance was. And I'll come back and maybe we'll talk about that for a minute. But it's a couple of hours. It's 2 hours again of streaming video. And then you have the creation formula and the symbol. Now this, we covered a little bit in the second half hour. But, in fact, I'm going to ask you right now, flesh that out for us, the creation formula and the symbol.
We're talking about the three languages, Eldon, and the formula came in first.
And that's the formula for creation.
The formula neutralizes everything that's not truthful in whatever you're claiming. It is the manifestation for creation. It's a formula for that. You read it from the bottom to the top. I've got a video that explains it. And after that came in, we were channeled the symbol that really represents and is the same as the formula for creation. So when you hear me work, I will, you know, say, this is how I bring the energy back into balance. I'm claiming, and claiming is demanding. Asking is claim or demand in the original Hebrew. Right. I'm demanding the balance of the truth of this. So I'm claiming the symbol, the formula. The symbol is a symbol. The formula, as you will see, is frequencies. And I am divine love are the words. The three are interchangeable.
So now that comes, you have the video, you also have a PDF that explains it all, and that comes as still another part of the package. And then you've got conscious creation, which is, you know, reading your first channel book. I believe I've got that correct, don't I?
That's correct. Yeah.
And then you've got bringing yourself into balance, and that's a podcast and training, and then
the
also
meditation.
This
path.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
The love meditation and the empowerment exercises that I talked about.
And that's the result of 18 years of channeled information, right?
Yes, the podcast. My sheets are one of the most valuable things that I offer. I never offered them before this last year unless you were in a special program or doing my training with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have included it in some of the programs here. So very valuable. It's 20 years of information on 6 different sheets.
All right. And then we have the empowerment exercises. And the empowerment exercises... That involves streaming video again, and how to start loving ourselves, MP3 files. And then we have the Master Keys to Freedom and Creation. It's the 11 Limiting Commandments. And these are the so-called self-imposed agreements that have, for all intent and purposes, sabotaged us. Is that correct? Have I got that right?
Absolutely.
And that's a PDF, right?
Yes.
And it includes 8 simple, real, final, and life-changing steps in creation, right?
Yes. Actually, they give you step-by-step the steps you have to take to create anything. I
and
say
then
they
we
because
have,
everything here is channeled. So.
And then we have the Sweet Success, which is an on-camera channeling experience, right?
Yes.
And what I understand from that is you get some pretty astounding information about success and what it really takes and so on and so forth. It's packed into approximately 2 hours of video again.
Yes, and you have to understand, I'm an actress, so to see me live brings a lot more power than to just hear it verbally.
I think I've seen every one of your films, and you're right. You can really you can really excite me, and you can also scare the whoop out of me.
Thanks, Sheldon.
Okay, and then we have Crazy Clarity comes with it. Now these are the titles that you've come up with, but that's really about how you define yourself, how you become absolutely clear. Something we've talked about today, but this is 2 hours that deals specifically again with clarity, with clearing yourself. Have I got that right?
Yes, and in most of those 2-hour videos, I do private work with people on the stage afterwards, which is absolutely fascinating because, everyone will find that the people that come to the stage are the questions you want to ask and the answers that you want to hear too. It's unbelievable to watch it work. So very empowering, and that's my intention, is to empower everybody to be powerful within themselves. You just watch your life change as soon as you decide that you're going to stand as your own powerful essence in this world. It's amazing.
It's a great package. In fact, Ravinder is going to take the last 5 minutes of the show to detail everything that we just discussed, everything that we just covered. When I looked at this, if you were to buy this, I look at your website, I look at what you offer, you can buy this separately, it's like $512 or more, is that right?
Yes, that's true.
And so you are making that available to our listeners today for $97. Have I got that right?
I am. Eldon, you and I are some of the healers that put service first. And, I'm totally open to making money. I like to make money. That's a part of higher consciousness.
That's right. We all have bills to pay.
But man, it's not, it doesn't feel good to me to make money without service coming first. And I get up every day and go, okay, what's the highest way I can serve all the people that I work with? What's the highest enlightenment I can bring forward for myself and the world to make this a more loving, fun, balanced place that lives in integrity? That's what I'm dedicated to. So I've put together a great package. I hope everybody loves it. And I love you, and I've loved being here. I always love our conversations because they're so intellectual, and you ask me questions that nobody else ever does. That puts me on the spot, but if I just stay in the channel, I'm always good.
You're good anyway. You know, I teach everyone, I so agree with you, I teach everyone a four-corner philosophy that essentially is forgiveness, self-responsibility, gratitude, and service. I don't think there's anything you can do that will fill you from the inside out with more esteem, more reverence and respect for who you are than when you're helping another person. When you go to the aid of another human being, there's just a special, I call it the warm, fuzzy feeling that we all get. Dee, we've got a couple of minutes. Please tell everybody again your website, how they can reach you, whether or not you answer email, and where they can get your books.
Okay. Everything's available on Amazon, Bright Light, Conscious Creation, and the Big E. My website is iamdwallace.com. Everything comes into my office. I answer email. Many, many beautiful things available to you on my website for free to give you an idea of what my work is about. You can sign up for my e-blast, which is, well, I think, Eldon, you get it. It's some amazing weekly articles and links to the creation process that I put together. And then I have my two international radio shows over the internet. They're all free call-in shows. You can call in about any question around creation or empowerment or why the heck isn't this coming through for me, anything that you want. One of them is Monday night and one of them is Thursday morning, and those are all on my website. So just go play. You'll have a good time on my website. There's a lot of stuff there.
And that is iamdwallace.com. Well,
yes,
this
sir.
Has been an episode of Provocative Enlightenment, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to jump out of here and turn this over to Ravinder, who will explain everything to you by way of what Dee Wallace's package is. And you don't want to miss out on that. I have one more online event for Hay House to complete. Next week, however, I will be here right to the end hour. As such, we've come to the end of another episode of Provocative Enlightenment. I want to thank our guest and all of you for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed our show and will join us again next week, same time and same place. And please tell your friends. Let's have them all join us as well. And remember, if you have comments on our show, do please let me know. You can do so by writing me at eldon@eldontaylor.com. That's eldon@eldontaylor.com. Okay, until next time, wherever you are in the world, remember, believing in yourself always matters.
If you enjoyed Eldon's interview with Dee Wallace, you will love the special package of products she has created for you at the most amazing discount. For a limited time only, and only for listeners of Eldon Taylor's Provocative Enlightenment Breaking Limitation Special, you can get a complete package of Dee Wallace's teachings of $512 value for only $97. That is more than an 80% discount. Learn about Dee's approach to health and wellness, to conscious creation, to balance, empowerment, and love, and get her master keys to freedom and creation. Dee Wallace's health and wellness package includes Power, a 2-hour streaming video that shows you exactly how powerful you are in your own creation, how it works, the simple astounding steps that you take to create anything, and the miraculous ways the universe can respond when you follow the simple code. Pizza Paradox, a two-hour streaming video of channeled information regarding the different pieces of habitual patterning, where the cause is and how it escalates into our lack of power. What is the ionosphere and why the heck does it affect me so much? A streaming video that answers all your questions, questions that follow the trend of, I thought I had cleared that. I thought I was past that. I didn't think I was doing this anymore, so why does it still happen? Holy Health, a two-hour audio program that focuses on the fact that to be powerful and peaceful, we have to be healthy. Being consistently focused on getting well takes the focus off of creating the freedom in every subject that you wish to create. This is the latest cutting-edge information on the immune system and the impact consciousness has on our bodies. The acceptance of wellness. The channel was working in brilliant mode when this valuable information was given regarding the difference between health and wellness, how to stop fixing ourselves and begin creating ourselves. No other subject leads us away from self-responsibility in creation more than sickness. Plus, you get the creation formula and the symbol. This formula and the symbol balances energy, clears energy blocks, implants the highest positive claim, and creates the unification of the God you. Simply claim the formula and the symbol around your chosen intention. Choose to know. And then, bringing yourself into balance. The Balance Podcast and Training. This offering includes the 7 invaluable sheets that Dee refers to consistently in her work. They contain 18 years of channeled information, what it means and how to use it in your healing work. Empowerment Exercises. Empowerment needs to be fun. That is an intricate part of creation itself. These 3 exercises are life-changing, simple and fun. They can be done anywhere you want to balance yourself and bring yourself back into conscious creation. Love Meditation, an empowering journey into understanding how we experience love for others and how we can use that experience to practice loving ourselves. And lastly, the Master Keys to Freedom and Creation, the 11 Limiting Commandments. These are the self-imposed agreements that have commanded and sabotaged our creation from the beginning of time. Learn how to write a new tablet of empowering commandments and focus on them here. The 8 simple, real, final, and life-changing steps in creation. Follow 8 steps and create absolutely anything. Know them, live them, be responsible for them, and watch your life change. Sweet success. This taped, on-camera channel will astound you with information about success, what it really is, and how you are the creation of it before you take any action. As always, the channel invites us to see beyond our mental minds into the world of all possibilities. Crazy clarity. Once again, the channel brings together an understanding of clarity and how it is created, focused, and used in the creation process of us, our lives, and the world. This incredible and complete package from Dee Wallace is a $512 value, but right now you can get your set for only $97. To find out more, please see Dee Wallace's listing at provocativeenlightenment.com.
Provocative Enlightenment has been brought to you by Progressive Awareness Research and other sponsors. Provocative Enlightenment is a syndicated show and appears on other networks. For a schedule of show times, visit provocativeenlightenment.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, write to Eldon at eldontaylor.com.